T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Checking in with the Chief Medical Officer at the Butler Health System, President of Physicians Network, Dr. David Rodinghouse. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm curious because after the CDC's announcement Thursday, it seemed to surprise a lot in the private and public sector that they had dropped the mask requirements for those fully vaccinated.
I think this is a function of more and more data and more information coming in, and you know the organization feeling comfortable making a decision based on vaccinated individuals and what they know about the spread of COVID among those individuals.
But the practical parts is it left a lot of businesses and public functions trying to figure out, now what do we do? Because let's be honest, how do you prove with so many people whether they do or don't have the vaccine, the double dose 2 weeks out from their last? I mean, creates a lot of confusion.
It certainly does. And, you know, I can appreciate that. I think, you know, really they're somewhat leaving the door open to businesses making their own decisions about how to handle this. You know, do you require proof of vaccination, you know, in order to, for people to go maskless within, you know, the confines of your business, or, you know, if it's a restaurant, if it's a bar, if it's, a park, whatever, you know, like a Disney park, whatever it may be. I think, you know, there's certainly some debate around that. I think part of the drive behind this also is to encourage people, you know, to get vaccinated. We do know that the rates of infection among those that are vaccinated are very little, and even if you do contract the virus after getting vaccinated, you know, which happens in, you know, 5% plus of Pfizer and Moderna and somewhere in the teens with the J&J vaccine, we do know that those illnesses tend to be very mild. So I do think this is a bit of a nudge to the public that, you know, look at the data around the safety of the vaccines, but also look at the data around prevention of, you know, spread of COVID and prevention of severe illness with these vaccines. So, you know, there's been a lot of sort of muddy waters throughout this pandemic. As more and more information comes in and more decisions are made, you know, I think we're just going to have to really adjust as we've done on the fly and make decisions that are best for any individual business, person, or, you know, group of people.
We're talking to Dr. David Rodinghouse, Chief Medical Officer, Butler Health System. The other big advance in this is allowing kids 12 to 15 to receive the Pfizer vaccine. How has that been received?
Variable, as with, you know, the rest of the population. There's certainly a subset of people that have been very anxious for this and want to get their, you know, their kids in that age range vaccinated as quickly as possible. But I think there's perhaps a little bit more hesitation and a little more sensitivity around parents, you know, getting their kids vaccinated. And I think a few more direct questions about, you know, what really is the safety in kids? We, you know, have become comfortable with the safety in adults. So, I think we've received a bit more questions, you know, and personal questions. Would you get your own kids vaccinated? Have you gotten your own kids vaccinated? So understandably, I think anytime we're making a decision for our children, there's a little more hesitation. We want a little more information and reassurance. But overall, I would say we've had a lot of interest, you know, anecdotally within our system, both within the pediatricians and the, you know, family practice docs that I know.
And, Doc, we have heard generally that it's nearly 100% effective in that age group.
Yes, the success of these vaccines is, I think, going to be one of the real dominant stories in the aftermath of the pandemic. And within that age group, you know, Pfizer, which is approved down to 12, is incredibly successful. So, you know, when you look at public health and what's our path forward, you know, through the pandemic, vaccination is definitely the preferred and safest route to get through this. And further evidence is the efficacy, as you said, in that age group. So they're unlikely, you know, situation to get the virus should they become fully vaccinated. And the inability of those kids to spread. So think about that impact on schools. You know, it's very easy to take that next step and say, wow, how much safer it is to open schools with that population vaccinated.
And you were one of the first to point out the low flu. This would be the seasonal flu numbers. Based on everything everybody did, the odd upside was that people weren't getting sick with other things.
That's true. And, you know, I think it's multifactorial. You know, a lot of people point to masks as, you know, it's obviously an area of some conflict, but no doubt masks had a role. I would not hesitate to say that the increased hand washing and increased hand hygiene, you know, which is such an important public health measure and such an important means of preventing illness, you know, within yourself, had an awful lot to do with it. And of course, distancing, you know, if you don't get up close, you know, to people and present the opportunity for a spread of a virus from one person to another, especially when it's a respiratory virus, then all those factors really contributed to what was truly a flu season like I've never seen in my career in, you know, 20 plus years, with literally no flu whatsoever or a handful of cases here and there.
I remember the late Dr. Bruce Dixon, who headed the Allegheny County Health Department. He used to say, and we joked about it, he'd say one of the most important things you can do for your own health is to properly wash your hands. And we laughed about it, but it seems like a lot of people didn't even learn what proper hand washing was until the pandemic last year.
I think you're right, and that's excellent insight by Dr. Dixon, you know, whenever he said it. It's something that we stress all the time in hospitals, and that may seem kind of silly. You know, you would think that if anybody were an expert in washing hands, if, you know, such an accolade exists, then it would be within the healthcare system. But, you know, proper hand washing takes a bit of time, you know, to clean the entire surface of your hand, the front and the back. Is important. And think of how often, you know, you consciously or subconsciously, you know, touch your face around your eyes, your nose, your mouth all the time, you know, with your hands. So I think the awareness of, you know, perhaps how contagious and, you know, maybe even how alarming touching surfaces may be,
right,
and what you're transmitting to yourself has gotten a great public awareness. But it is true. Just basics like that can really, you know, keep you healthy. And, you know, the success of preventing infection in the hospitals is undisputed in terms of hand hygiene. And there's been, you know, a lot written by it, including Atul Gawande, who's, you know, really developed, you know, fame in the United States and internationally. But simple things like that do truly prevent death, prevent illness, and prevent infections in the hospital and outside the hospital.
And then finally, Doc, have people become more comfortable coming into the hospital for other reasons where they've been sitting on the sidelines maybe for almost a year and a half now?
Yes. And, you know, we're very happy about that because we want people seeking preventative care. We want them, you know, seeing their primary care docs. And, you know, getting wellness care. You know, we really want to be in the business of wellness, not just taking care of, you know, those that suddenly become ill or injured. You know, a healthy population is really our goal. But people are becoming more comfortable with it. You know, we've been practicing, you know, these safety guidelines around COVID and preventing ourselves and others from getting infected, including our patients and our visitors. So I'm happy to say that, yes, people seem to be re-engaging the healthcare system with a greater frequency at Butler, and then I know at the other health systems in the area and certainly around the country.
Dr. David Rodinghouse, Chief Medical Officer, President of Physicians Network, Butler Health System. We always appreciate your time and expertise, Doc. Stay safe.
Hey, you too, Larry. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.